Talking a little bit about last night's city council meeting, the first thing I wanted to bring up was just the next step in the streetscape project. Just to remind people again, that project's scheduled to start when, and what should people know as that gets closer?
Yes, Aaron, thank you much for having me. This downtown streetscape project has been in the works and planning stages for several years. And so last night, council had a public hearing on the plans and specifications for the project and eventually approved the final plans and specifications. So now is a time period where those plans and project documents have all been distributed to contractors across the state and across the region. Everything from engineers, landscape architects, construction contractors to basically announce the bidding period. So our engineers, Veenstra and Kim, are answering questions and helping those contractors prepare their bids for the project. So we do anticipate receiving those bids back in early July. At that time, we'll then review the bids and hopefully select a contractor to recommend to City Council for approval of the contract. At that point, depending on a few decisions which will be made in the future, the earliest possible start date could be July 29th. We'll have to make that determination after we receive all the bids and understand how these contractors will perform the work, because every contractor is different. There are many ways that they could proceed with this project. We just want to make sure that when we start with the project, as we do it in phases being one section of street and an intersection at a time, we just want to make sure that this project is done and completed before winter hits. That's one of our primary concerns for this next phase of streetscape.
And overall, this project, when you count all five blocks of street, what's the time frame on that, do you think?
The time frame is approximately two construction seasons. So that would essentially be the remainder of this year's construction season, as well as all of next year's construction season. Typically, contractors begin work again in early April, depending on the weather, and work all the way through end of November, possibly early December. So it will take two full construction seasons to finish the project.
All right, moving on to something else on the agenda last night. Casey's General Stores on the east side of town, they're planning a whole deconstruction and reconstruction, it sounds like, and had some final things approved last night regarding that.
Yeah, it's been very exciting here within the city of Knoxville. Many people and companies have been investing in Knoxville and spending money to repurpose, redevelop buildings. We have a lot of smaller developments and also a lot of larger developments such as McDonald's and now Casey's over on the East Main Street where the previous Come and Go facility was located. Casey's General Store purchased the property and purchased a few surrounding properties. They've submitted plans. They've received variances and approval from both Planning and Zoning Commission and City Council for their final project plans. At this point, it's a $1.3 million project. It's going to involve some demolition of existing structures out there and a complete reconstruction of a nice gas station neighborhood store.
All right. Something else that's pretty exciting that you brought up last night. I'm sure that a lot of people are looking forward to the demolition of the property at 110 and 108 East Robinson. Obviously, the fire there partially destroyed that property. And after a bunch of steps that had to be taken, this sounds like it's getting ready to go down tomorrow.
Correct. On March 25th this last spring, there was a fire there which damaged the building at 110 East Robinson. It also caused damage to the adjacent building to the west, 108 East Robinson, and particularly Sundance Realty Office at 112 East Robinson. Up until this point, there have been a lot of discussions at city council meetings regarding what to do with this property. The previous property owner didn't have any insurance on the building. It was a situation where we were dealing with a truly blighted property, which would have existed on the square for the foreseeable future, and there was no money to be had for demolition or reconstruction or anything. So at that time, the city council made the decision to move forward and to acquire the property and to proceed with demolishing it. Part of this was done because the Sundance Realty Office could not be rehabilitated until something was done with 110 East Robinson. It's a fairly small lot, and so since it was damaged as well as the adjoining building to the west, 108, the council made the decision to purchase the building at 108 East Robinson so that when we do demolish these two buildings, there will be a sizable lot which could be used for future development. Now, how that develops, that's still to be determined in the future. But at this point, as I briefed council last night, the city did award a contract to Savage Dirt Works. We've already had all asbestos removal done and completed, and so our contractor will begin demolition on Wednesday, the 19th of June, which would be tomorrow morning, and they'll begin work with deconstructing and demolishing the property. We've been working very closely with neighboring property owners, residents, just to inform them of the situation. We do feel we've taken extra precautions to ensure public safety. One of our goals was to move very quickly on this so that we don't have a blighted property in the downtown area. And hopefully when we're done, we'll have the damaged building gone and we'll figure out how to repurpose the lot.
I was going to say, as of right now, there's no official plans of what to do with it afterward. It's just going to be seated down, it sounds like.
It might be a great potential site for a future radio station outlet. You never know. We'd love to see further development in the downtown. And one of our primary concerns was having this blighted property. We have a beautiful square. We're getting ready to invest $3.5 million on a downtown streetscape project. We have many downtown business owners who have invested in their properties and have their livelihoods in their properties here. And so for the city to step in a situation that was a bad situation, our goal is to remove the blighted property, and whatever comes of it in the future, we want to work with prospective business owners, with a potential buyer, anyone who might want to develop the property.
And finally, something else that was mentioned last night as we were winding down the meeting, the RagBri vendor deadline was last Friday, and sounds like you guys were pretty busy. What are the final numbers on those vendors, and what's the next step now as you guys kind of map that out?
The deadline for vendors was on Friday, June 14th, and we received approximately 43 vendor applications. You know, we're planning on feeding 25 to 30,000 people. We need to feed them for multiple meals during the day as they're going to ride 50 miles and arrive to Knoxville hungry. So many vendors from churches to business owners in the downtown and all throughout Knoxville, as well as commercial vendors all across the state of Iowa and even some in the region, have applied for vendor applications. We'll be locating them at their preferred location, either downtown, some of them near the campground area. But our concern is feeding many people, ensuring that the food is prepared in a safe manner. And with the 45 vendor applications, there's certainly going to be plenty of things to do, plenty of things to eat on July 24th when RagBri comes to town.
And so for those people that do have those applications, and when do you think that they'll become aware of where they'll be able to be located that day?
We'll be planning for them the next week or two. We'll certainly be contacting them in the future about their site location. One thing that we've always made very clear is that our local businesses and nonprofit groups do get their preference in location. So as many as want to be near the beverage garden or the downtown entertainment area, we'll be placing them as close as we can to their preferred site first. And then at that point, we'll be filling in other spaces around the downtown event area with the other vendors who are from out of town.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today, Dylan?
No. Knoxville is a happening place. We've got a lot of stuff going on, and so we always encourage people to come to council meetings when they have an issue that they want to address or when they have concerns. But we're trying to move forward, and we appreciate the community input and insight to help us do that.